Welcome to The Authentic Spiritual Journey, a weekly podcast featuring real and practical spiritual conversations from fresh perspectives here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. Today, episode 271, we welcome special guest, Acoustic Eidolon. And now your host, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
Hello and welcome to The Authentic Spiritual Journey. My name is Cynthia Alice Anderson. I'm the host. I'm also lovingly known as RCA. And today I'm in 818 Studios with my producer.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dave Croft and welcome back to another episode of The Authentic Spiritual Journey, episode 271, as always.
What?
I know. It feels like just last week it was episode 270. But as always, it is so good to welcome you to a brand new week. And we love being one of, if not the first voice of positivity in your world.
Yes, everything uploads 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, friends, welcome to the show. We're always happy and honored to be along the journey. And I'll tell you, we've loved doing shout outs to places all around the country and around the world. I mean, it's just been like, pick a place and there's just practically somebody listening from everywhere. I mean, I couldn't believe when I first heard we were over 100 countries worldwide. That was just, I was wowed and honored by that and frankly humbled. And Dave, where are we doing a shout out for today?
We are doing a shout out to Laplace, Louisiana, or is it Laplace? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but Louisianans, we bless you. Yes. We thank you. And definitely, you know, have some gumbo for us a little later.
Yeah, you know, I feel a beignet in my future. I feel
exactly,
it.
Exactly. But, well, today is a great day. And it's interesting because we have some really amazing guests with us today. I've been super excited to have them on. I just met them. I guess it has it been almost a year? That's hard to believe. But we have with us today Acoustic Eidolon. You guys, Joe and Hannah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
We're thrilled to be here.
Yeah.
Now, tell me where you're joining us from. I forgot to ask you because I know it's a little early for you guys.
It is. We're in a different time zone. We're actually in Colorado.
Okay.
Just north of Boulder in our home studio, and we actually get to be home off the road for this, which is kind of a treat.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, I met you at Unity North Tampa, and it was so interesting. Before I worked there, I met one of our, you know, dear members, and the first thing he said to me was, "Have you ever heard of Acoustic Eidolon?" and I said, "No, I haven't." I said, "But I have a feeling I want to." And he goes, "You do. And by the way, we're bringing him in." I said, "It's a yes, it's a go." And then I went online that very day and listened to you guys. And I was like, oh, I saw some of the footage when you were traveling. I mean, you guys have really been around the world. I know you've done a lot of Celtic stuff, but I was so moved too by your concert. So anyway, welcome, welcome. And tell me where you are recording next. Where you're performing next. I'm just curious because you guys are on the road so much.
We are. We do about 100 shows a year here in the U.S. and in Europe. Mm-hmm. And next up is we have 3 shows in the Rocky Mountain region here near us. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah. A little Hotchkiss and Ouray, Colorado, which is spectacular.
Just little mountain towns with these great, like an opera house, and a theater. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Very so special fun. Places.
Well, and it's really interesting because I felt an instant connection with you guys, even though we never talked about specifically like our personal journey or our spiritual journey. But what I was really moved by is you're listening to the voice of all, I'll call it the voice of all that is. Mm-hmm. And as you were embarking on your personal journey, your emotional journey, your journey together, you know, as a team. So tell us how, I want our listeners to like hear a little bit about that, because even how you came together as a musical team before being personally a team, right? That music is really the thing that brought you together.
It is. Yeah. And there have been so many layers and strands and threads in all of these stories. And that's where a lot of the songs and music have come from, for sure. And these are the things that come out in the concerts woven with the music that then was inspired by whatever story we're, you know, dipping into. But basically, yeah, we met because I was, you know, taking the cello outside of the classical world and into a lot of studio worlds. And so I got a group from Boulder calling me saying, hey, we want cello on our CD. And I told them, great, give me directions from Boulder, because I lived out in the middle of nowhere. And I just thought that they're not going to, you know, be able to help me get there really. So they did that, and they were coming towards me in their directions. And then they were turning down my country road. Then they turned down my street. And it turned out that across the street from me and three houses away was Joe. And so
we were neighbors. Didn't know each other.
And so we worked together in the studio, and Joe had me in for a bunch of different, you know, sessions and things after that, because I guess I was close. And,
Love the cello. Love the cellos.
Love the cello and the cellos. Well, you guys are quite well matched in terms of your energy and your talent. And Joe, one of the things that struck me, you know, you really... both of you have had a musical career for most of your life, and you started out, didn't you, as a banjo player and then moved to guitar and then this double necked, I don't even know, does it have a name other than a double necked guitar? It's visually beautiful, but you know, you playing goes beyond familiarity. You are one with that guitar in a very similar way that Hannah is with her cello. And I think that's one of the things that make you a really beautiful team.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I've been 45 years in the music business and had one group before this for 14 years called Wind Machine. And then Hannah and I, this is our 25th year. And so, it's been a life of music. And part of that journey has included me creating an instrument for myself, where the main reason behind it was to create my own sound on the guitar. I think to most people, an acoustic guitar is acoustic guitar. And so, and as a composer, it gets harder and harder over time to write new and refreshing things on a regular guitar in standard tuning. So I thought maybe I could create an instrument. And in 1991, that's what I did. I had the double neck. I call it a Gitjo, and that's because the bottom neck is strung like a banjo, five string banjo, and then top neck strung like a regular guitar. But then I had them add additional strings. And anyway, through that journey of open tunings, more strings, I've hopefully created my own voice on the instrument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, and, you know, you guys play a variety of styles, you know, as well. I mean, everything from, I don't know, Celtic to Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's true. Yeah, we love the diversity. And part of that is because we've reached in our own, you know, musical journeys, personal journeys, we've reached so many different directions. And we want to try to bring some of that in, because I think what we've realized from the first time we played the cello and this double neck guitar, the Gitjo, together, we realized, first of all, there's like a lifetime of music in those two instruments, and we had never heard anything like that. So that day, you know, back in what, February of 98, we decided we had to clear out our lives to pursue this sound. But as part of that, because Joe was always seeking his own sound with that, and I was taking the cello, a very traditional instrument, to seek my own sounds outside of the classical world, we just realized that we want to represent or incorporate all the beautiful parts of life that we get to experience, which is all the traveling and the different styles. So that's why we reach for, like, from classic rock to Celtic to flamenco to Americana to vocals to all the places we reach.
Yeah.
We even wrote an Asian inspired piece once. I mean, it just, anything that we get to experience, we just feel sort of like it's a responsibility to carry this and share it with people who maybe don't get to travel as many places or don't get to live a life of music or, you know, have that as their thing in this life, you know?
Yeah. And early on after when we were making our very first record, you know, when we began this journey, it was all about the music. And then a few years in, we'd fallen in love and got married. But in that first year, when we were actually making our first record, was when Hannah was diagnosed with cancer. And so that became such a huge part early on of our journey.
True. Yeah.
That story. Things became deeper and more meaningful than just what music we were creating. It's why we were creating it and how we were creating it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And Hannah, say a little bit about that. Cause I mean, there's, I went through not that journey, but a significant health challenge many years ago. And in my journey, it's like all of a sudden everything, I woke up to new possibilities. And I thought, I want to live the best life I can, given the fact that I don't know really how long I will be living it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that was a factor for you.
Absolutely. And I was young at the time too. And so I really didn't know. And I had already, you know, earlier in my life, lost my mom to cancer. So I had these various pictures in my head. And I just thought, if I get picked to survive this, because I felt like it's sort of up for grabs a little.
Yep. Know, there is some,
it was a big battle. And so I thought, if I get picked to survive this, that's where this whole like appreciation, gratitude, but also responsibility sense, I think, comes from. And it really deepened those things. Like I looked at Joe, I remember at one point, and said, I want to take our music into infusion rooms and into places that matter. I want to tell stories that matter. Like if I get to be here, you know, this does matter. The whole thing does. It really did reset everything. And the permanent appreciation of just like every day, nothing slides by me and is like, oh yeah, this is how it's supposed to be.
Right. You know? This is how life was meant to be lived. And I think this is why I wanted you to come on the show. I wanted our listeners to hear this. And I know many of our listeners too have come through these
Absolutely.
Journeys. But we talk a great deal about the power of gratitude and simply seeking to be conscious. And I think, you know, we often say about our show, it's about, you know, that we are here to help people grow, prosper, and evolve. And I think you've already taught us about all of those things thus far, that, you know, your journey together, your journey with music has been about growth and expansion. And, you know, I grew up classically trained as well in a very musical family. Yeah. And I ended up, you know, going the route of world music and a lot of other things. Musically, and I love classical, but it's a very limited expression. And that's what I love about your shows and about just the way you have lived this musical journey, is it is a journey, and what's you're really guided to do one day might be different another day, and flowing with that and trusting that, it's like there is this trust that this is right. There's a tremendous trust in this journey that you guys are living.
Absolutely. And I felt like even I remember early conversations we would have because I was recently coming out of the classical world, so to speak.
Right.
You know, and Joe and I Joe was doing most of all the writing in the beginning. Then we started to co-write. And so even the creative process we've had has been this kind of growing and growing together. And now finally, he's pushed me kind of over and going, no, you write a thing and I'll listen to it. Like, I'll help you, but you write it, you know? And so it's been this sort of blossoming, but it's all about that trust, getting back to what you said. And I told him early on from the classical background, what I realized was in the classical world, we're always playing melodies and things that have been written for us and written down on a page.
Yes.
But we're creating it right live in that moment. And so at the end of the day, I don't where the story comes. It doesn't even have to be my story. I'm telling the story of everything that we play, every single time we play it, every time we create it. And that gift from the classical world, I think, has been something that has really sculpted, you know, at least me moving into Joe's world or this other world of like everything else, you know, because he was the jack of all styles of music and can play all kinds of instruments. And I was like, and I'm here and I play the cello, you know.
Right. My name's Hannah and I play
the cello.
My name's
Hannah.
Exactly. Well, and that I think this would be a good time to hear one of your selections. Hannah, anyone you would recommend based on what we're discussing now that you would like you'd like to share with our listeners?
Let's see. we could do
Remembering the Sun or
Yeah, you have, I think your new album, right, is Remembering the Sun. And as we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about the album right before A Tree Finds Its Voice. So
sure.
Yeah, let's do one from Remembering the Sun.
In the sun, you come through.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, guys. And, you know, when I first heard you in person, you know, I've only heard you one time, and this is the impact you made. We've talked a little bit about your journey with music and your journey together, but I was especially interested, Hannah, in your story with your cello, because when you've played like since you were what, 8 or 9 years old?
Yeah, 8. Yeah, just little.
Yeah, just very little. Yeah. And, you know, my son's a violinist, and it's really interesting. He's already talking about, he's 16 now, and he was recently sharing a story with me. He wrote something for school about his musical journey. So he's already, you know,
that's
at 16
cool.
thinking, well, he's played what, about 8 years, you know? And so as you're looking back, I mean, when you've played that long, your instrument is really an extension of you.
And
you're an extension of it. Like, you're so intimately connected. And I think for a lot of people that may not be musicians and may not have, you know, be aware of that, that your story about your connection with the tree, with the instrument, I think is a really beautiful story for us to hear, because it might lift up some lessons for us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's true what you said. I mean, the edges all kind of blur between it.
Yes.
And because the cello, I mean, we also sing in our concerts, but the singing for me came much, much later. I mean, just after we, you know, we're maybe 5 years into Acoustic Eidolon, whereas the cello's been since I was 8. So
yeah.
The cello has been my voice in this world, you know, and I knew someday I would have to find a cello or buy a cello that would be my voice in this world. And that's an unusual sort of mission to have to do.
Right.
And so I, you know, was testing cellos. And what I could always hear in my head was this like big, muscular, dark chocolate, like big, big, round, deep tone of a cello. And I was playing these beautiful cellos, but they didn't have this thing that was making me go, oh, that's my voice, you know?
Right, right, right. Exactly.
So I found a cello builder who only builds cellos. That caught my eye out of an international, you know,
yes.
listing.
Yes.
And he lived in the same state as me, here in Colorado at the time, and again now. And so I just called him up and said, I would love to know the next time you have a cello, we'll just kind of see where this goes. And from that beginning phone call, there were all these serendipitous moments, you know, like everything just kind of clicked in. And he said, well, I finished one yesterday. It's like he builds 3 a year. This is unusual, you know. And
right.
I drove to his house, sat down, played this brand new instrument that hadn't even really been played before. And it had it had that voice I'd been searching for.
Yeah.
So, you know, commissioned a cello anyway. And then that cello and I started singing through our years. Well, only a few years into that journey, that cello was actually in an airline baggage accident after I'd found my voice and it had been created. It was cracked, you know, on the top and split open on the back. And I was I was devastated, because it's like, okay, now what? And I know I'm supposed to be having this voice. So what's the lesson in this one?
Yeah,
you know?
What? Right.
What am I listening to now?
And right, right.
So I took the pieces back to Christopher Dungy. That's the cello builder. And I said, just, you know, bring her back to life. Do whatever that means. And he goes, okay, I'll recarve a new top, a new back. That's the voice of the instrument. So that's going to change. But he said, I have a piece of wood from the exact same tree as your original cello.
Right.
And I was just like covered in goosebumps going, okay,
right.
All right, I'm listening. Right. There is a story in this or whatever. And so,
yeah.
So then he rebuilt her and I named this cello Phoenix at this point.
Phoenix,
and
what
so,
a perfect name.
Phoenix,
exactly.
Right? From
yeah.
her
Phoenix
rising from ashes.
Phoenix rising from the ashes. Yes, exactly.
So Phoenix and I have been, you know, grand. Everything is good. We've been singing through the years together. Well, then about 7 years ago, Chris called us up again and he said, you're not going to believe this. I've just come into possession of another piece of wood. And he said, Hannah, it's from the same tree. And the thing is, Chris was there when he felled the tree. So it's like in a red, you know, the marking was in this red marker,
right,
his handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he knew this tree. And so he said, you need another cello. And I'm like, Chris, I do not need another cello. Bottom line was, I have another cello because I have this relationship with this tree, and this
yes.
tree kept mm-hmm. kind of pulling me into it. And so I had another cello built, and her name is Sun Warrior. And then, yeah.
And then we actually, a friend heard that Hannah was having another cello built. And he said, have you ever thought about having a guitar made out of the same tree or the same wood as the cello? So we thought, no, but what an amazing idea. So we actually did not just the same tree, but the same blocks of curly maple and Engelmann spruce. So wow. Both the guitar and cello are made from the same piece of wood. And so, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. What a beautiful coming together. Yeah. And again, yeah. What support from the universe? I mean,
yeah.
That's the thing.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, a really crazy part of the story was that when we decided to have the guitar built from the same wood, I was looking for a custom boutique guitar builder to build my guitar. And I was looking all over the world. Well, it turns out the guitar builder I chose was Bo Hannum, who lived about 5 minutes from the cello builder in Grand Junction,
and
Colorado.
And
he's from Australia.
I mean, he lived in Sydney. He moved to Grand Junction, Colorado, and was, yeah.
And that way they were able to
collaborate.
Well,
now you know why he moved.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Well, there is, you know, I often talk about this divine DNA that we have. And I think when you are deeply listening, trusting as you are, I don't know your spiritual beliefs. I don't need to know, because it's in your actions that you are deeply listening to the voice of spirit. And it most definitely comes through your music, through your sharing of your story. And I do want us to play something from that. From the album, A Tree Finds Its Voice. And yes. Hannah, I'm going to let you pick it. To end the show, I already know what we're going to do, but I want you to choose the song that we hear from the album, which I want to say was like, I don't know, it was in 2000, what, six or nine, so I can't remember. But I remember that CD well, A Tree Finds Its Voice. So I'm going to let you choose which song we hear from that album.
Okay. I think the title track to that one would be perfect. Yeah. And it's actually the tree. We wrote this song for our tree, or from our tree. And so it's the tree singing the song.
Beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I was in tears on that one at the concert. Aww. I said, this is...
As if we're one, my melody whispering with silken tones. I'm the words you cannot say, the voice you heard, don't turn away. You and I, we are free. You're the song, I'm the tree.
So thank you so much for that. And it's really been great, Hannah and Joe, to have you on. Hannah and Joe are Acoustic Eidolon. And, you know, as we were right before we got on the air, I thought it was funny. I was like, I can't even remember your guy's last name. I know it's Joe Scott and Hannah Alkire, but yes. I just know you as Joe and Hannah and Acoustic Eidolon. That's how you would live in my mind.
That's kind of how we live in the world, it seems.
Exactly. <It's all> good. Exactly. And Joe, I think your support of Hannah is so beautiful. And Hannah, your support of Joe, it just comes forward really in the music, the way you perform. And and it's more than a performance. That's what I wanted our listeners to hear, and why I want our listeners to check out your schedule, because you are all over the world. You have used your music to tell your story, most definitely, to tell, you know, to tell the tree story as well, as we're talking about, both in the guitar and, you know, in your cello. But also you're using your music to bring people together, not just in the room, but nationally and internationally. And I think that is also what stands out in terms of, you know, your performance and your intention. It just really shines forward in your work.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, that's important. That whole connection to the human threads of I don't know, experience or whatever it is. That's so important to us. We have to relate. We don't want to write obscure things that someone's like, oh, that's cool, but I've never been through that, you know, kind of thing.
Yes.
That's not what we're reaching for.
Yes, exactly. And I think in our world right now, we do need messages of hope and connection. Mm-hmm. I think if we only are on our social media feed and listening to the news, we would get depressed very quickly, because it looks like we all hate each other. And the truth is, we are more the same than different. We are more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we all love. We all have trials. We all need forgiveness and connection and reconciliation. You know, those are all part of being human. And I think that's what your music speaks to. Everything from, you know, as I was telling Dave earlier, before we came on the air, for some reason lately I've been really in a hard rock phase. I have a dear friend who loves hard rock, and right now that's just been really, like, I've been grooving to that. I don't know what, but that's just speaking to me. And I love that you guys have a variety of musical styles, because as humans we are very complex. We're not just one thing. Mm-mm. You know, one day I need a gospel tune. The next day I need bluegrass. The next day I need an old hymn I haven't sung in 20 years or 30 years, because it speaks to my soul. that particular day, you know? So yeah. I think that your journey is our journey, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. We just, we love, I think that's what makes us feel like this life is such a gift, this life of music, because we get to reflect stories and live out stories and experience things and connect people. But the other thing is, we also, as part of that journey, we then get to hear people's stories, and we're constantly being, you know, coached by just things people say or things people write us about, or just that whole listening thing. You're spot on. I just feel like it just is this cycle, and we always have this fresh tide of performing, but then getting to hear other connections and get other ideas. You know, it's never ending. It's so great.
Yes. And that's obvious too, in your audience and in the interactions, the deep listening does ring so true for me. As I said, that was super obvious. And it's also a part of our growth. I think, you know, the universe sends us certain conversations, certain people along the journey, that if we are listening, if we are tapping into that flow, we go, oh, I'm supposed to pay attention to this, or, oh, you know, this is like, you know, I can hear Joe going, okay, yes, we got it. Hannah, we got to do something. Or you're saying, Joe, somebody said this, let's tap into this, you know? So it is the voice of spirit coming through others. I think that is informing your journey. Most definitely.
It is. No, it's so true. And I mean, the song you played earlier today, the Remembering the Sun, that was one that actually I wrote. That was one of the ones Joe said, okay, you write, you know, I'll fire up the studio. This is you, you check out your stuff now. Right. This is you. So this song came out, and I had a friend ask me, unpack the lyrics for me. Let me, you know, explain the lyrics to me. And I couldn't actually quite explain them, but I knew they were the right lyrics. Like, I knew I couldn't edit them. They had to be. And, you know, 6 months after that, I wound up going through yet another little round with cancer, little battle. Oh, wow. And at that time, in the midst of that, all of a sudden I looked at those lyrics and I called my friend and I went, now I can explain them, because now they make sense to even me in a different way than when they came out. I just, and that is not ever something that's really happened before for me or anything, you know, but I just felt like that's part of that whole, it just was sort of validation that we just have to listen. It's not like I knew anything ahead of time. I didn't, but I could hear what was supposed to come through, and then to have it then help me through my own next journey that I had no idea was coming. You know, it was very humbling and very cool.
Oh, yes. I mean, well, the soul is eternal, and I believe knows more than our mind. And I think we live in a world that's rooted in the mind. And what I seek to do, and what our listeners really seek to do, is live from soul. And that's what you're modeling for us. The soul is, you know, I believe, connected to eternity, but the thing that also informs us in the here and now. And and yes, you couldn't have possibly known at the level of the mind what was going to come forward, but the intuitive self, you know, the soul was informing, and there's that listening thing again, right?
It's kind of magic. I mean, I just feel like now... Yes. Like I was ever not committed to that, but now I'm so committed to that.
Yes, yes.
You know, like, it just, it feels important.
Yes, it is super important. And again, you know, it's, all of us live in a world that's based in outer appearances. So it does become a little bit of a spiritual discipline to like make time and space to go inward. Like sometimes you just have to unplug from everything and go for a walk, or do some deep breaths, or, you know, just be present to life, read a book and put down the phone, for God's sakes, you know, just get present so that you can have space to listen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even going, you know, into the studio to record, you don't always know what's going to come out. You have to be available, you know, for that voice to speak. But I believe that's true for all of us. You know, it doesn't matter if you know, are a construction worker or a lawyer or a doctor or a music producer, that voice of the soul is always present. And I think our goal is to live from that, you know, and listen to that.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad you mentioned singing, because that is what I wanted to end with, where you're singing Alleluia. So that's going to be
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yes. I think you guys did that live, but then I also, there was a nice YouTube of it as well. And I know we're going to put the audio in the feed, but maybe if you guys could also send us that YouTube link just since I mentioned it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes people really like to listen via YouTube. And I know if people try to listen on Spotify, they need to look up you as the artist, Acoustic Eidolon, right?
Artists, correct. Artists, exactly.
Yeah. Through the artist, Acoustic Eidolon. I've had several artists recently tell me about issues with Spotify. So we want to make sure you guys are getting those listens and those benefits because, your music is your medicine, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And well that's for us too.
Absolutely. It is. It is. And I thank you both for sharing your time and your energy today. I know you had to get up early to join me and Dave.
And you are so worth it, RCA and Dave. It's this is awesome what you're doing. Yes. And we just believe in what you're doing a lot. And all of you out there listening, thank you. Thank you for being part of the circle, you know?
Yes. Thank you. And I know you guys are going to be coming back to Unity North Tampa. And I do want to talk to you. There might be an opportunity as well to do something in Orlando. So we should talk about that offline. I guess we won't do business here on the show. But you guys, thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you so much for being with us. As always, it is a pleasure and a blessing to have you along the journey. We thank you for your love, your trust, and certainly for your financial support. Without you, we would not be on the air. So we thank you, and we look forward to seeing you next week. And blessings on the journey, dear friend.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair, she broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the battre quelqu'un qui tire plus vite que moi. Ce n'est pas un cri que tu peux entendre la nuit, ce n'est pas quelqu'un qui a vu la lumière, c'est un alléluia froid et cassé. I've told the truth, I didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but
hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Authentic Spiritual Journey here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. This channel is made possible because of listeners just like you. If you would like to support the channel with your tax-deductible contribution on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. The Authentic Spiritual Journey is copyright 2023, Cynthia Alice Anderson, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission from RR Hot Publishing. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.
Thank you for listening to the show today, dear friends. I'm always happy to have you along the journey. If you're seeking deeper work, though, I'm going to invite you into one-on-one coaching with me. In my coaching work, I get to glean from my over 30 years of experience of working with individuals and leaders in the community on their spiritual journey. So I have a wealth of information that will help you along the journey, and it will be supportive. It will be supportive of your dreams, goals, and desires, but it will also be confrontive because I am going to help you confront those limiting patterns and beliefs and help you break through those aspects and move into looking at life in a more holistic way. So even though it will be confrontive and at times even challenging, you will learn to grow, you will learn to prosper, and you will evolve into the person you have always wanted to be. Friends, the answers lie within you, and I am so honored to help empower you to live that truth and that goodness in the world. If you want to learn more about coaching with me, simply go to CynthiaAliceAnderson.com and go to the coaching section for more information. That's CynthiaAliceAnderson.com and go to coaching, and I'll be happy to set up a one-on-one call so we can discuss how I can best support your journey. Thanks again for joining me today, dear friend, and blessings on the journey.